Pages 74 and 75. The Time Travellers. Professor Potts. 2. Read and listen to the story to check your answers.
The professor showed them a strange-looking machine.
This is my painting machine,
he said.
You choose something to paint, and then you type the word and the colours into the keyboard here at the top.
Wow! Can we see it painting something?
Asked Phoebe excitedly.
Certainly,
said the professor.
I know. Let's paint this chair. What colours shall we paint it?
Red and yellow,
said Phoebe.
And would you like spots or stripes?
Asked the professor.
Really? Can we do that?
Asked Phoebe.
Of course,
replied the professor.
In that case, let's have spots, please.
Laughed Phoebe.
No problem,
said the professor. He went over to the machine and typed at the keyboard. Then he pushed a switch and the machine made a strange noise. A big wheel with paintbrushes on it started turning around. A few seconds later, the cat, but not the chair, was covered in green and blue spots.
Oh dear,
said the professor.
Maybe I didn't give it enough time.
Can you tell me what this machine does, Professor?
Asked Patrick.
Ah, you'll love my homework express. This machine does homework for you. Any subject you want.
Can we choose maths?
Asked Alex.
I hate maths.
Certainly,
said the professor proudly.
What question do you want to ask?
Alex thought and said,
What's 2,345 times 4,567?
The professor typed in the sum and some coloured lights flashed on the machine. They all looked at the screen.
I don't think that's right,
said Phoebe.
Maybe we gave it too many numbers, Professor.
This invention is very exciting,
the professor said, showing the children another machine.
It's a teletransporter. You put an object in this machine here, press a button, and then it travels to that machine over there,
he said, pointing to the opposite corner.
Let me show you with my bike.
He put his bike inside the machine and pressed a button. Black smoke filled the room. The children and the professor ran over to the other machine and opened the door.
Oh dear,
said the professor.
That wasn't supposed to happen. I'll need to get my spanner out.
What's this?
Asked Phoebe, looking at a machine that looked like a big egg.
That's my amazing hairdressing machine,
said the professor.
Choose any style or colour, then sit under it, and in 5 seconds the machine will do your hair for you. Give it a go. You'll love it.
No thanks,
answered Phoebe.
I like my hair the way it is.
Hey, Professor, what happens if I pull this?
Asked Patrick, who was standing next to another invention.
Don't touch that!
Shouted the Professor.
That machine isn't finished yet.
Too late. The lever was already down. A yellow light started glowing by the machine.
Now that's strange,
said the Professor.
I've no idea what that is.
But we know what it is,
said Phoebe.
Goodbye, Professor.
The children walked into the light. They were gone in a flash.